Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right, then let's say hello to @_Bongo. What's happening, dude?
Oh, yeah, how's it?
What's happening?
Yeah, no, I'm all good, my man. It's been a long day.
A box of smokes, a giant Red Bull, 2 cell phones, I think, or
no,
one
no,
is
no.
a charger.
No, it's those mobile mafias.
Oh, he's got a mobile, it's like a modem, right?
Yeah.
So, okay,
yeah.
So let me paint the picture. He's got a giant Red Bull, a box of smokes in his shirt pocket. He's also got a modem in his shirt pocket. He's on his phone. He's wearing a grey collared shirt. He's got grey smart pants on, and he's got a belt. He's tweeted 322,000 times. What am I leaving out, Chester?
The shoes, I guess.
Oh, I didn't see. Wow, those are some swaggy shoes.
Yeah, well, I actually just came straight from work.
Okay, cool. What's the 9 to 5?
Huh?
What's the 9 to 5?
What do you mean by what's the 9 to 5?
What's the work, bro? What's the job?
It's just an okay job. I work as an IT consultant, not too far from here.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What does an IT consultant do?
In my world, it mostly comprises of writing documents.
You don't look like you enjoy doing this.
Huh?
You don't enjoy doing this.
No, should I do it?
Okay, good.
It's just that I've been seeing a computer screen a whole lot today, so I'm really tired of seeing one right now.
Okay, I'm going to shut mine down.
No, it's fine. You can keep it on. It's okay. Really, it's a huge thing.
So big on Twitter. Why are you so big?
Wow. Probably because I tweet shit a lot of times.
Why have
you
tweeted 322,000 times?
I've been on Twitter since 2009. Pretty much.
It's a lot of tweeting.
Yeah, well, I guess I have a lot to say.
And you have truckloads of followers as well.
Doesn't really mean much these days.
No, of course it means. Aren't people approaching you for influencer campaigns and trying to get you to do things for them on Twitter?
Well, yeah, that happens from time to time.
So have you made money out of Twitter?
I wouldn't say made money, but I've done some business with some people, and Twitter's been influencing me getting that happening in certain instances. So it wouldn't necessarily be I've made money, but it would just be that I've dealt with a couple of people, and probably there are a few people that I would have never would have met or know currently had it not been for it. So it's an advantage in a way.
Okay, let's get into some of these tweets here. Wet chicken ? Jesus.
What?
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
This is great, by the way. Aren't you enjoying this thoroughly?
It's funny. No, listen. A friend of mine, a day or two ago, yesterday, he made a comment about how he doesn't like women's hair, well, afro hair, so to say. He said it looks kind of like it's still wool, so to say. And then some lady, or someone then said, why are you guys still liking this person so much after the comment that is made? And then some chick pretty much referred to him as a wet chicken.
So that's how
it came about. I'm like, wow, okay. Twitter always surprises me, because people always have comments about things that they say, and sometimes you get taken aback about some of the things they say. I try to imagine how a wet chicken looks like, and I went blank.
So. Yeah, I don't know, actually. I don't think a chicken would enjoy being wet either.
Exactly. So
they'd be flapping, they'd be unhappy.
It'd be like, I don't know, it kind of looks like wet, relaxed hair. I don't know. So that's why I thought, like, if someone's calling someone a wet chicken, that's kind of...
It's deep.
It was funny. It was funny and shocking for me at the same time. That's why I just was like, wow. Okay.
Picking up on it, yeah. 141 retweets you have on this tweet. Fact is, women love food more than flowers, so if you find yourself having to choose between the two for her, bet on food. 141 people thought that was interesting.
You know what? The thing is that I've always had comments about how I don't like the whole buying of flowers thing, type of thing. I'm not a huge person on PDA, flowers, romance, that type of thing. I always feel funny about it. So the thing is that I bought someone food, and then in the back of my head I was thinking, if you buy this person a food, or if you buy someone food, especially more specifically a woman, what exactly weighs weight between the two. And over my experiences, I realized that actually in most instances where I've had to kind of choose whether do I buy flowers or do I buy food, every time I buy food, it always works out much better. Or if I'm going to buy a flower, then I should also add that with food on top of it. But you couldn't, it's kind of boring if it's just going to be flowers only, unless it is a really, really special occasion. But
where flowers are called for,
yeah, but in most instances, food is actually good enough, so long as you buy it at the time when it's right. So if it's lunchtime, buy
that's
food.
The right time, yeah,
that's the right time, exactly.
Are you paid up?
Yes, but then again, I normally don't like commenting about those things, because then people start having comments about who is she, where is she from, where
is she also on Twitter and big on Twitter? Does she see what you tweet? Uh-uh. Okay,
no.
Doesn't. Okay.
No.
How long you been paid up for?
It's actually been almost a year now.
But how does she respond when you're on your phone like so much of the time tweeting? Does she not want to see what you're saying?
I don't touch her phone, she doesn't touch mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like a written rule.
That's a written
rule. If she did, though, is there dodgy things happening in the DMs?
Wow. You know what? Phones, in my personal, in my view, if you go through someone's phone, you already know what you're looking for. And if you already know what you're looking for, you most certainly will find it. So it's not a case. She wouldn't really find anything that is dodgy, but I'd advise against it. And the one main thing that I always say I really don't like about someone going through my phone isn't necessarily the text that they may find. Well, yeah, the only text that I hate that they would find will be my bank notifications. That's where my biggest gripe with that is.
Yeah, money's a different story. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
So,
okay.
I mean, can you imagine your girl goes through your phone and she finds that you have a huge balance, whereas you, the other day, told her you ain't got no cash. Next thing, she starts making planning, and I don't like that.
Okay, I hear you. You tweeted, I need someone to be my chauffeur in Soweto while I get drunk. Just get Uber, bro.
No, bro. I stay in Bakloof. So the distance between here and Soweto, not cool.
Yeah, it cost a fortune, yeah.
Yeah, it will cost me a fortune. The thing is that a friend tweeted about this event. He's a house DJ, and there's going to be this house event that he's going to be attending or DJing at in Soweto. And it seemed like it's quite a pretty cool lineup, but I'm thinking I've had too many close calls with cops in Soweto, so rather driving there is not one
don't
of my
do
favorite
it.
Activities.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
So, rather not.
Whiteness always writes a book about the shit it gets away with always. I'm assuming this is in reference to Oscar.
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be in a derogatory way, but the thing is that over the years, like, I tend to watch a lot of documentaries about things that go wrong in the world and inequality, and also things where specifically skin is also involved. And, you know, it's almost like a script. For me, how it's going to appear like is that he's going to... Oscar's going to go to jail over that short period that he has been sentenced for, come out, write a book about it, his life, the story. I mean, we've already seen how he got interviewed by that British...
Oh, I didn't even watch it. You put me through too much these past few years. I don't need to watch it.
So, I mean, you can already imagine the interest that garnered up for people all over the world. So, him writing a book about his life story and about the night of the murder and all of that, it's always going to be the case. And also, there have been instances before, even though I cannot think up of one incident right now where someone has written a book about their life and then going to make money after they did something wrong. Mm. It's always, it happens.
And they sell the movie rights and
so, yeah, exactly, that type of thing. So, I mean, it's just a way of saying that it may happen that he writes a book about it, make money, and then it's all good.
Did you, and we were speaking about this earlier on in the show with Teebs and with Prince, do you see parallels between a lot of people bringing up Jub Jub in this context of Oscar saying, you know, Jub Jub, he should be released now because that wasn't... I don't really see the comparison.
It's a reach, in a way. I mean, Jub Jub, one, intentionally got high. Secondly, intentionally got...
There's four kids.
Yeah, he intentionally got high. He got into a car, decided to race with a person on a public road. Even though people probably would want to put in a parallel in the context that Oscar shot through the door, knowing very well that there's someone behind the door, But I mean, I don't see it being the same thing. I honestly don't. The one thing that perhaps people may want to put a comparison on is that there's this public, well, I believe there's this public context that people feel that he's only just crying crocodile tears to get sympathy, but really behind closed doors, it doesn't actually care that he actually did that.
Who knows?
Yeah, so that may be the only comparison, but I don't necessarily believe that it's the same thing. I actually even saw people tweeting free Joop Joop. I'm thinking, now
it's a spread.
Doesn't work like that.
You tweeted Airbnb is racist, standard lesser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of incidents with Airbnb to being tweeted about, and I had an unfortunate incident as well.
Where were you
last
going?
Last December. I was in Durban.
Cool.
I had friends that stay in Durban, so it just so happened that for the week between like the 26th of December towards New Year, I was trying to find accommodation quickly. And then I booked a place. It's so unfortunate that it happened to be white owned. And I booked, the person accepted the booking initially, but then I guess when they saw confirmation that the person that you are my name and surname sort of clicked, or I also have my profile picture, and so that the person looked closely to try and confirm the payments and whatever the case, all of a sudden they declined. 2 minutes later I check again, the same accommodation that I had booked is now available again.
Huh.
So I'm like, how? And then what is the case? And the thing is that at the time, another friend was tweeting about how they actually experienced the same thing.
Same thing.
And then you get more and more incidences. I mean, there was an article earlier this year where the actual owner of the property replied to a person and said, I quote, "We do not take niggas here." More or less like how, who's this guy in Sotwana Bay?
Yeah,
exactly. So it was more or less the same context. So you always get this unfortunate incidents where people would first take in your booking, immediately when they realize that it's a person of color, they're like, no, they are not interested anymore. They decline your booking. But if you double check again on Airbnb, the same thing, the same place that you try to book, it's available again.
What do you, and it's a big question, but how do you, I don't know, foresee South Africans just getting better at being people as an overarching, I don't know, in line with everything that's happened this year, everything that continues to happen, like when you see what happens at the Rivers Church with what the pastor's saying, or the reverend, what's happened in Sedwana Bay, what happened with Penny Sparrow at the beginning of the year, like are you at a point where you think that there will be a change, or are you just like over it? I don't know.
I think that we're at a point where things, you know, in order for something to form and be beautiful, it starts by being ugly. It goes through a process of change, which is pretty rigorous. It's quite unsettling for a lot of people, and it's moving somewhere. So I think personally that it's going to get better. It's just that the problem is that we are in a phase where our current generation, so to say, is now starting to ask the hard questions, of which I believe back then were not asked. So it's more or less of a case of you start seeing how people now have gotten to a point where they're actually quite irritated. They feel quite offended by certain things that people do and how those are affecting them on a daily basis. A simple example is how maybe you would have noticed a couple of weeks ago, a few months ago, there was a time when a trend was made where black kids, or let me say black tutors, so to say, were intentionally changing white people's names onto incorrect names just to see how they react.
This is the year we mispronounce back.
Exactly, yeah. Is that. And I mean, it came from the people that I saw that were reacting to it, or that were angered by those names being changed. When they do the other way around, they don't see what is wrong with it. A simple example: when I walked in, you tried to understand how to pronounce my surname properly.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, because at the very least you made an effort. I've had people changing my name to a Mangele, even worse, to a Mangel. My name is Bonga, but someone decides intentionally to call me Bongi because I used to using that name. And if you correct them out on that, to them it's like you are now forcing yourself onto them,
which is bullshit. You're just telling them what your name is.
Exactly. So now it has gone to a point that us as this generation, so to say, isn't afraid to call you out on that. If you say, if you're going to intentionally do something wrong, you're used to saying, ah, you'll get over it. Whereas you're getting to a point where now I can say, if you say something wrong, I can tell you to your face, no, my man, I'm not going to deal with you if you're going to intentionally disrespect who I am and, or what I am or what I represent. So I think that in that context, it will get better, so long as people have to be forced to be open and understanding the fact that it's not their world only. It's a world where they have to learn other people's differences, understand who those people are, and work within the context. Obviously, it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's definitely going to take a certainly a long time, but I believe that now is a time where it's actually put into our face, into their faces, that we are here and you're going to have to listen to what is being said.
How do you sort of make sense of the world? Like, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I turn on the news and I see what's happening and I just think to myself, like, how did we get to this point? Like, how is it that these things are, I mean, natural disasters, I understand, like, it just is. But, like, human disasters, very honestly, like, they baffle. Like, it's some of the stuff that I see people doing or hear people say, it makes zero sense to me. And sometimes it gets me down because I think, like, geez, you know, there's amazing things, there's wonderful things to live for, like the opportunity, you can travel, you can eat different foods, you can fall in love, you can do all these things, and these are great experiences. But sometimes when I see other people and what they choose to do with their experience, I just, like, it gets me down, and I wonder if people are going to evolve. I don't know how you make sense of that, but I genuinely struggle with this.
You know what, I think that, well, for me personally, it's that I kind of have like a rule of simplicity on a few certain things. If I wake up, go to work, come back home, drink my beer, have food, watch TV or play my game, that's me, that's my world, and that's complete, right? But then at the same time, obviously I don't live in a vacuum. I observe things and I see things as the way they're happening.
It's easy to live in a vacuum because you can construct your reality to a huge extent.
Exactly. But then at the same time, I cannot be ignorant of what is happening to people around me. I'm also affected by things that happen around me as well. And I think the one thing that how I've viewed it is that it's all a case of what you decide to make of it. And also it's about your emotional intelligence. If I'm going to be angry at the fact that a guy got sentenced to 6 years for murder, whereas probably a sort of like a person of color who's their same counterpart may have been given a full sentencing of 15 years, that doesn't mean that I'm going to hate everyone of the same color. It's about a person and it's about an individual and what happens to in that context. So it's really a case of how do you accept it and how do you choose to react to it. I'm not really surprised by anything. And in fact, I think that a platform like Twitter for me has opened up my mind to a world of possibilities of anything that can happen and in any day, and how things go viral as well also opens you up to a whole lot of changes into that. So you cannot control how people react. You cannot control how people decide on doing things, but at the very least you can control how to react to those things. So
yeah,
I think that's the one way of remaining sane when you see all these things.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer. Let's go back to some of these tweets here while you give me all the stuff to think about. Thanks so much, Sponga. You tweeted, need to go to Harem and see babes. Yeah, let's talk about something lighter. You want to go to Harem and you want to see women, but you told me you bait up.
No. You see.
Have I taken it out of context?
Extremely.
But this is what you tweeted.
Yeah, okay. Babes, it's not like as woman.
Okay.
It's an artist, actually.
Oh, it's an artist called Babes.
Yes, but her full name is Babes Odum.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, you should ask Kat to play the song. I don't know if she has it. A song called Wololo.
Okay. Producer Kat, do you hear that? Can we get Babes' song, Wololo?
Doesn't
Hang
have
on.
It. Do you have it?
Let me on. See, now that's an example of taking something out of context.
Yeah,
I like that. I thought you were being spicy. You just wanted to hear a song.
No.
Can I call you back?
Oh. She's talking to Babes already. Look at that. That's amazing. We want Babes on the show.
Who's Babes?
Exactly. You see?
That's the lesson for another. That's
just
your homework.
Babes. Tell Producer Kat. Who's Babes? Tell her.
You don't know the song. In that Wololo song, it's been making waves hugely lately.
How does it go?
Okay. No, I'll send you the full title name. But it's, she's actually, I think, one of the latest artists to come out of Afrotainment stable.
Oh, cool.
I think, and she has pretty hot song.
Nice.
Pretty, it's like
Afrotainment's big nuz in that, huh?
Yeah. So it's actually, I think she's my pinch's protege or whatever the case may be, but she has a pretty hot song and everyone loves it. So she's going to be at Harem this Saturday, and I was thinking maybe
you
might just
check it out.
Might just go past there. I've never actually seen her perform live, so I'm pretty amped by seeing that.
Cool.
And she's a great dancer too. I enjoy seeing that.
Ah. You also tweeted, I can only listen to 2 hip hop songs in a day, that's my quota.
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
You're here for Kwaito and Durban.
No.
You're not here for AKA and Casper.
I can only handle them in bits and pieces, eh?
Doses. Are they too much sometimes?
No.
You might see this all the time on Twitter, because they run Twitter. The hip-hop artists run Twitter.
Well, it depends on what you choose to see. I'm more of a Deep House fanatic. That's like my thing on the daily basis.
But there's no drama in Deep House. There's nobody, you know, snitching
bays
or...
You people are always in a hunger for drama. Why?
Dude, what fuels your Twitter though? That drama, you wouldn't have tweeted 322,000 times.
Well, it's gone through a couple of phases,
okay.
I guess. But then I'm not really interested in hip hop that much in comparison to house. I can play the same house song five times on my way driving to work, and it'll still sound dope each time I play it. Whereas a hip hop song,
don't work for you.
The thing is that I've had too many times of seeing songs being hyped up on the timeline. You download the song and you're like, oh, so this is what I waited for. One of my biggest disappointments earlier this year personally was Drake's album Views. I just personally
didn't get it, huh?
Nah.
Yeah.
Probably it was like one song, and now so I had to like give it time. So every time I play hip hop, it's like, okay, sharp. It's one of those kick-ass songs that I listen to from time to time, but it's not like, whoa. Everything is about it. So that's my thing.
This is the thing, though, is that you lose interest very quickly, which is why you tweeted, I need to stop losing interest so quickly. That'll be our last tweet. What was happening there?
Jeez, what was something... I think it had to do with... Oh, yeah, I have this thing where I watch series, and then I leave it halfway. And then I never go back to it.
Well, then that's the series' fault. That's not your fault. It just wasn't interesting enough.
Well, maybe some... Well, yeah, I guess so. But it's that. But also, even with people, man, I don't stick like that for too long if I don't feel entertained. It's like I just gradually disappear, so to say.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So, yeah. It's just me.
That is just you. I'm glad that we got you in. What should we have learned from this little session with you here going behind the tweets?
Don't believe everything that you see in your tweeting. I may say certain things, but offline certain things I think about and I contextualize them. But I mean, the conversation that you and I had about things happening in the world, I wouldn't go and put that on Twitter, because then you're gonna have people coming at you questioning this and questioning that and wanting to put it in a certain different context. That's gonna be a headache. So I just prefer not sharing that kind of conversation in an online platform, because anyone who doesn't know you would just want to take it out of context just for their own satisfaction. It's easier if I'm having a conversation with you in person, because I can explain, you can understand my tone, but none of that exists online.
I hear you. Listen, it's been great having you in. You are at _Bonga on Twitter. Are you anywhere else?
At _Bonga on Instagram as well. Yeah. Yeah, so it's those two mainly.
Cool, Bonga, thank you so much for stopping by, bro.
Okay, cool. No problem. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.